From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. There are now extra precautions in place at the Missouri State Capitol due to the coronavirus. Senator Caleb Rowden said in a tweet yesterday the Missouri Senate won't meet next week because of COVID-19 concerns. The House chamber is now closed to the public, as well as the House lounge, where weekly press conferences are held. Budget meetings that were to be held after the legislative spring break, which begins the week of the 23rd, have been moved up to next week to try to streamline the process. They'll also be conducting a deep cleaning throughout the building during the break. Schools and advocacy groups are encouraged to reschedule any upcoming visits to the Capitol, and anyone who does not directly participate in the legislative process is asked to stay away from the State House. According to the Department of Health and Senior Services, 46 Missourians have been tested. Only one has tested positive. MU Healthcare said yesterday it's offering virtual doctor appointments and screenings for COVID-19. This will allow healthcare providers to interact with patients while at home to ensure illnesses aren't spread to others. The Columbia Missourian reports virtual appointments and screenings will cost $10. Missouri Democrats are optimistic that former Vice President Joe Biden's big win in Tuesday's Democratic primary can help the party in November. Jason Rosenbaum breaks down just how big Biden's victory was.
Biden won every single Missouri county on Tuesday, including places where Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders performed well in back in 2016. He benefited from other candidates getting out of the race in recent weeks and from momentum from victories during Super Tuesday. Darrell Gray is the secretary of the Missouri Democratic Party. He says he's confident Biden can be a better top-of-the-ticket presence for Democrats than Hillary Clinton, who lost Missouri by nearly 19 points.
Even though Hillary won the popular vote by 3 million votes, it was still lukewarm among progressives and black community. I like to think by looking at it that they're trying not to make that mistake.
Gray hopes a better 2020 presidential performance can help State Auditor Nicole Galloway, who is running for governor. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Local ordinances that ban specific dog breeds inspired members of the Missouri House to speak out against discrimination. The House gave initial approval to a bill sponsored by David Gregory, which would prevent local jurisdictions from outlawing or regulating dogs based on their breed. The Columbia Missourian reports nearly 50 municipalities have such laws. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.